Ministry leadership is hard. It can be exhausting and confusing and overwhelming, especially in times of great change like we're living in now. That's why we need to get up on the balcony, as Ronald Heifetz puts it. We need to learn to get a view from the top, see what's happening on the dance floor. That requires leadership skill, adaptive capacity, emotional health, and deep spiritual formation. I'm Marcus Watson, and my hope is that these quick conversations with Todd Bolsinger would help you both develop a healthy outer life of ministry leadership and a healthy inner life of faithful discipleship. Everyone, welcome to another quick conversation for the long haul of leadership with Todd Bolsinger. We're going to talk about a quote from Mandy Smith from episode 36 titled The Vulnerable Pastor. And it's actually a conversation about her book, also titled The Vulnerable Pastor. And so here's the quote. She said, "Limitation is a ministry resource." Limitation is a ministry resource, which sounds totally paradoxical. How could limitation be a ministry resource? So, Todd, hello, and what do you think? How could she say something like that?
Well, anytime Mandy Smith says anything, I take notes because, I mean, I'm actually even in a writer's group with her. Uh-huh. And even in the group, when she says stuff, I take notes because she's one of the wisest, most insightful pastors I've ever met. And what she's really pointing to is something that particular pastors, and then I want to connect it to pastoral leadership because you know, pastors have to be reminded of two things. You're a pastor. You're not God.
Yeah.
It's God's ministry, not yours. It's like we participate in God's ministry. So our limitations remind us that there's a God and you are not God. Like it's not you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The second thing that the limitations do is it reminds us you're a pastor and that means you are a human. And you're first and foremost a human. And our humanity is really important because what happens to pastors and particularly leaders is when they start thinking they are God, or they forget that they are humans, then usually really dysfunctional things happen.
Mm. Say that last part again. Say that one more time. That was really good.
So when pastors or leaders think that they are God, or that they are responsible for the world, or that they are that it's all on them, or they forget that they are human, they have genuine limitations, well, then usually really bad things happen. They burn out, or they do, or they overflow their boundaries. Like think of it as a ministry resource to protect you and a ministry resource to protect the people, as our friend Scott Cormode would say, entrusted to our care. And that's a really important thing.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. One of the things that I remember her saying in that conversation was that the way she uses the language of vulnerability and limitation is about the experience of being human, which I kind of heard you say here as well, right? We're humans, we're limited, and that's how God made us. And so let's not try to be more than we are and let that be a resource. So help us make the connection then to leadership. Why do we need to embrace that in terms of leadership?
Well, think of how often that you were in some kind of leadership, some kind of ministry role, maybe as a youth pastor or as a camp counselor or something. And all of a sudden you get promoted to leadership. And now you think you have to be super minister. Like you have to be you have to be even more. You have to, you know, try to prove that you are up for the job. That's usually when things get really bad. I mean, I just remind people, if you think you can live without limitations, just do one thing, one quick experiment. Don't sleep for 2 days. By the end of 2 days, you're a mess. Like, right? Just without sleep. Just without sleep, you're a mess. So it reminds us that we are at our best when we are the most honest about our humanity. And we minister out of that humanity, out of that limitation. We're actually at our best when we are aware of and embrace our limitations.
Yeah. And I think we recognize our dependence on God as well, right? I had a conversation recently about how in the West, you know, we do tend to take on everything. And we've got money, we've got resources, we've got all the stuff, you know. And then in other parts of the world where they really know their limitations because there's no money, there's no resources, there's none of that, they really are dependent on God. Anyway, that's one of the things that came to mind as you're saying this. The more we can recognize our dependence on God, I think the more our humanity comes through, maybe.
Yeah. Well, and what you said, the best thing that you said, you probably said that I'm thinking, is recognize we are dependent on God, right?
We are,
it is to think that you're not is blasphemy.
Yeah.
and to act like you're not is dysfunction every single time. So limitation really is a resource to protect you and to protect everybody else too.
Yeah, that's great. So here's the quote one last time from Mandy Smith. This was episode 36 of Spiritual Life and Leadership. She said, "Limitation is a ministry resource." Well, thanks for listening to this quick conversation with Todd Bolsinger. If you find the Spiritual Life and Leadership podcast valuable, would you share it with someone you know? And would you also rate and review the podcast? That helps to make the podcast more findable for others. Again, thanks for listening, and I will see you next time here on Spiritual Life and Leadership.